Advanced Dental, this is NG. How may I help you?
Hey, is Bob in by chance?
Bob, I can check. May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Tyler with Cardiff. If he's a little busy, if Dave's available, that'd work too.
Yeah, I'm sorry, where are you calling from?
Cardiff. It sounds a little weird on the phone. It's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank.
Okay, and what is it regarding?
I'm just following up here. We were in touch, about 2 months ago. We had extended a finance offer to the business. They said they might be a little interested in closer to fourth quarter. I just wanted to circle back and kind of see where they were at.
Okay, let me get Dave for you. One moment, please.
Thank you.
Yeah?
Hey, Dave?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Fine, thanks. You?
Good. A little busy over here, but I'm never going to complain about that. I just wanted to circle back with you here. We spoke right around 2 months ago, actually. We had extended a finance offer there to the business around that time for some equipment and working capital. You said you were good at the moment, but you might kind of be interested down the road closer to fourth quarter. I just wanted to touch base, see if there was anything in the pipeline there we might be able to help you out with.
I think right now we're all set. We did some stuff in the... I don't know if we had done stuff right. I think we had done some stuff right before you called. As far as I know, right now we're pretty good.
I gotcha. Was there?
It's been sort of a tight year. So right now, I think we're not really any equipment stuff we did. I think we hit more in the first half of the year.
I gotcha. Has it just been a little bit slower for you, or kind of
third quarter was the reason for that? Third quarter was a little slow, and so I just think right now, we're not looking to bring in any big equipment purchases or anything like that right during this quarter anyway.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, the offer was also good for working capital, which is basically just unsecured cash. I mean, are you guys able to maintain, like your payroll and operations and stuff like that? Or has cash flow been a little thin?
We've been able to maintain everything. I mean, we had a couple of dicey weeks, but we've been fine, and we've sort of got over that hump. Things are going better now. I mean, we always have a little slowdown in the summer. July and August are usually sometimes sort of tight months for us anyway. And
is that just rolled over
into September a little bit, but the last second half of September and October was good. So we're in better shape right now.
I see. I mean, does that have a lot to do with the school schedule there for?
It has to do with our clientele we have, with the dentists and the school skin. A lot of people taking vacations and.
Yeah.
Summer and stuff like that. So, and also in July, we're always closed for a week, you're talking like July.
Why is that?
That's the way we do it. We just close the week of July 4th. We have a mandatory close for that week.
Interesting. It's just because it's just the slow period?
I think it's just one of the things is it's sort of the slow period anyway, so they just decided to sort of take that week and... But it always makes July sort of July is always usually one of our lowest months as far as sales and bringing in cash and stuff like that.
I gotcha. I mean, I have here in my notes here, you guys had a line of credit with Citizens Bank. Is that something you've been utilizing then during those kind of slower periods? Do you guys fall back on that?
Yeah, actually we have utilized that in the slower periods and stuff.
I see. I mean, you guys have, from what I have here on your database, it looks like you guys have a decent amount of sales there. How big is your guys' facility there? Are you guys kind of on the smaller side, or what are you guys kind of working with?
I'd say we're on the smaller side. I mean, we have a little over 30 employees. Our sales are about a little over $4 million a year.
Oh, wow.
It's not a... We're not any huge. We've been in business for over 30 years, and we're not in a huge growth period. We've sort of been $4 million for the last 3-4 years. We have our ups and downs, but not a huge. We're not in a huge growth cycle, but we're also not we're not we're not really getting worse either. I mean, we're just, yeah. I mean, we're pretty flat to low growth.
I gotcha. I mean, is there, are you guys kind of at max capacity at that location, or is there still a lot of opportunity to, like, bring in equipment or more employees, you know, for operations?
We're slowly bringing in equipment and more employees. Like I said, we had purchased some stuff the first half of the year. I think probably just before you contacted me. When we purchased stuff the first half of this year, it was in anticipation of the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Doing better, and we have started better. October was a pretty decent month, and so we finished October a couple days ago in a pretty solid month, and hopefully that continues in November and December. And I mean, we've recently brought on a couple new people, but we also got rid of a couple. I mean, we've tried to keep payroll sort of, like, if we bring in somebody, sometimes we got to look at, okay, we got to look at the whole staff and say, like, okay, if we're going to bring in this person, you know, how is our payroll line up? I mean,
yeah.
We, even though we've brought in some people, we probably have also, we've lost a few people too, so we haven't, numbers-wise, we might be up a person, that's it, one or two people, we're not up a ton of heads right now.
I got you. And I mean, especially with payroll, it's probably the last thing that you want to fall behind or struggle with paying.
Right.
You know, with your employees, you want to keep them happy. So, you know, keeping that balance there. But I mean, it sounds like you guys, I mean, you kind of have a pretty steady kind of slow growth there, but you guys aren't ever having like a bad year, it sounds like.
No, we have, in fairness, we have bad periods in the year.
Yeah.
And that's pretty common. Like we knew going into the summer, the summer would be tight. It was a little tighter than what it's been in the past, but it wasn't just for us. It was other, we knew, I mean, we had, like when I'm doing collections and payables, and when I'm collecting, I'm hearing this, you know.
Yeah.
They're giving me the same lines that I'm giving the collections people with me, you know, and it's like, I mean, it was sort of an industry-wide thing.
Yeah.
It was a little, it was sort of, I don't know, it was a little bit slower than the last year or two, but not like way slower, not like major slower, just a little bit, so it made it a little bit tighter, but we were able to, you know, with the line of credit we have from Citizens and stuff like that, we were able to work our way through it.
I gotcha. And you know, like you said, fourth quarter usually does pick up. It's busy for you. Is that typically when you tend to try to make moves for the business, whether it's equipment or capital, or do you try to do it maybe in a slower period and maybe it's cheaper during that? When's kind of the time of the year to make those kind of moves there?
I've been here, to be honest with you, I've been here about just over a year.
Okay.
Since I just started October of 2015. I was actually here sort of as a temp in August and September of 2015, then got hired full time. So I'm sort of just early starting my second year. So I don't know if it's always, I know when we purchased stuff this year, it was sort of like in the second quarter. I don't know that it's always at the same time of year, how they really, it's not really my call when we purchase equipment, and I'm not really sure, like, exactly how they determine the time that. I mean, we usually purchase, like I said, we're not huge. I mean, I'm just going by the last 3-4 years from what I know of. We usually only purchase probably like we have like about a half dozen equipment purchases a year, and probably like two of them are bigger, and then the other four are just, you know, smaller type of stuff.
Yeah, I
see. So I guess I'm probably not answering your question that great, because I don't really have a good history of knowing.
It's just kind of
do they always purchase equipment at the same time and stuff like that?
Yeah, it just kind of more sounds like when the opportunity presents itself, you guys just tend to take advantage of that, you know?
Yeah.
It's not, okay. Well, you know, I mean, it's definitely something we can help you out with. And the good news, too, with us, you know, you find some a piece of equipment or project there where you need capital, we can usually get you approved in about 24 hours and funded in 48. So it allows you to take advantage of that opportunity immediately, and you don't miss out on it. It sounds like everything's kind of smooth sailing right now, especially with fourth quarter. You guys are probably just trying to maintain the flow that you have. But, you know, like I said, if something does present itself, or if there is an opportunity that arises, it's definitely something we can explore. I have the email down, dick@adt-us.com. Is that the right email there?
You have it as dick@adt. That's fine. If you want to copy me on it to include me.
Would it just be David?
Mine's D-R-A-N-D, D-R-A-N-D.
D-R-A-N-D.
So
okay.
First initial last name. D-R-A-N-D at same thing, ADT-US.com.
Okay.
If you want to copy me on it, Dick's the owner, so he is the one who's going to make, like, ultimate decisions on equipment purchases and like that. So that's probably why you have his name and stuff. But if you want to copy me on it, because I can sort of speak to what we've spoken about and conversations we've had and stuff like that. So
yeah, you know, just kind of
it'll help having me on the email as well.
Exactly. So I'll CC on you it so that you both get it, and you know, just kind of break down. You know, if there is an opportunity, it's definitely something we can help you out with, especially on the equipment side. We've kind of been doing that for a little over 14 years now, so it's kind of our bread and butter here. So definitely just keep that in mind. I'll get this email going, and I'll maybe just kind of keep touching base here every like once every month or so, or a month or two, and just kind of see where things are at. And if something comes up, we can get the ball rolling there for you.
All right, sounds good.
Nice. Good catching up with you, Dave. No worries.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, bye-bye.